The interconnection between our body and our mind is so powerful. A single word arising in our minds, or hearing someone say a single word, depending on what that word is, can have dramatic physical effects. Usually that's because with a particular word we have ideas, beliefs, views associated with it that condition certain emotions. And then those emotions affect the physical system. It's a very, very tight relationship between body and mind. And especially in the terrain of emotions, I find it really helpful to recognize kind of these different processes at work in body and mind, and to recognize kind of this conditioning nature between body and mind. So an emotion arising can produce many physical sensations in the body. And those physical sensations in turn can be responded to with other mental and emotional relationships. So it's a two-way conditioning, a two-way street. It's not just one direction. And because there's so many varieties of things going on in our minds, ideas and views and context and situational, where we are located, how our mind interprets what we're experiencing can be radically different at different times. So I had an experience that really highlighted this for me and began to really point out to me just how important it was to recognize the difference between bodily experience and mental experience. I was on retreat, and I was waiting for a practice discussion meeting with my teacher. And in that context, it was in a 3-month retreat, and it was probably, you know, a good 5-6 weeks into the retreat. And I had had plenty of time sitting, waiting for practice discussions. And habitually, I was sitting there thinking about what I was going to say and thinking about how the teacher would respond and would they like what I had to say. And I would typically have a little bit of anxiety coming up. So that was pretty common to experience anxiety. And so I was sitting there and experiencing these kind of fluttery sensations in the body and naming and noticing it as anxiety. And as I sat there, and on this particular occasion, the practice meeting before me went on for a long time. I probably sat there for 10 minutes or so observing this experience, calling it anxiety. And I began to recognize that while I was present for it, you know, it was not that hard to be present for. It wasn't changing much. And that got me curious, because by that point in the retreat, often when I was able to really fully meet something, there would be a little bit of shifting and releasing around it. And something different would happen. But that wasn't happening here. And so that made me a little more curious. I got a little more, there was a little bit more, that curiosity kind of led me to look a little bit more carefully at the actual sensation level of experience. And so it's like, well, what is going on here? And I began feeling more directly the sensation level of experience, that fluttery experience. There was kind of an energetic vibration that was rippling through my body from my toes all the way up. It was kind of these waves of rippling sensation going through my body. And as I sat there and noticed it, just noticing the sensation level, the recognition was, this is a very pleasant experience. And it's rapture. This is not anxiety. The sensation of that fluttery feeling, very similar, the physical sensation to what happens in anxiety. And because of the context, where I was, what was happening, the mind believed that those sensations were anxiety. And so attributed an emotion to the experience. And so there's a very strong cause and effect relationship between emotions and body. And very useful to recognize when you're noticing an emotion and you're feeling it in your body, explore. You might explore kind of connecting to the actual sensation level rather than connecting to, or as I was doing there, it was kind of like, I was like, oh, yeah, this is anxiety. Yep, anxiety's happening. I wasn't really noticing fluttering energy, wave-like waving. I wasn't noticing it at that level until there was a little more dropping in. And so, you know, really began to understand the importance of recognizing the experience as physical there. That helped the mind understand more clearly what was going on. So sometimes in offering reflections in the morning like this, I like to point out that it's not necessarily something to do. But more almost a pointing to things that can be recognized. We can recognize this difference between body and mind. We may not think to do so until somebody talks about it. It may not even occur to us there would be a difference to notice until it's mentioned. But that very mentioning, the hearing of it, those are thoughts entering into our system that have an effect on us. And so we don't always have to pick them up, those thoughts up, and say, okay, well, what's body? What's mind? Oh, can I tease this apart? If you find that there's a kind of an activity of kind of getting in, you know, to try to pull things apart that way, I've usually found it more helpful to allow just more this letting the information inform what happens. And this isn't something you have to actually pick up and try to do today. But you may notice, having heard this morning, that there's a little intrigue or a little interest that sparks a recognition of a difference in emotions, for example, of, oh, this part's body. This is the body. In particular, my teacher, Saito Tejaniya, would say this. I would go sit with him and report something in my experience, and he would say something, describe something that might be noticed. I took it as something to do, so I'd run off and try to do it, and I'd end up getting a headache and trying too hard, and I'd go back and I'd report. He said, "Were you trying to do that?" I said, "Yeah. You told me to." He said, "No, I didn't." What I say is things you might notice. You know, it's just like it's information. I like to think of it almost like Dharma rain. You know, it's the rain kind of hitting the ground and filtering through the crevices, and that rain then creates conditions for seeds to sprout very naturally. And so you don't have to pick this up. Just let it percolate. And just keep sitting with your experience, being with your experience. This is really the most important part. Being with your experience, with that allowing perspective, connecting. That will reveal the unfolding experience to us.